Good morning. Welcome back to the Mega Ellison Show. My next guest this morning, Alex Ignatowski. He's the director of State Budget and Government Reform for the Institute for Reforming Government. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I neglected to ask you, are you down in the southern part? I feel like you're either in Milwaukee or Madison. I can never remember.
We are all around southeastern Wisconsin. We a lot of us work remote. So I work in Exonia, which is a beautiful little town of about 4,000 people between Milwaukee and Madison.
Okay. It's thus the connection with the judge that you were talking about.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, Jefferson County.
Yes. Well, please give him my best. I haven't spoken with him in a number of years, and I was delighted to hear that we have that person in common and connection. So, well, let's start by talking for our listeners that are not familiar with your organization. Shame on you. But for those that aren't, can you talk a little bit about the Institute for Reforming Government, what your objectives are, and then we'll get into, the topic of conversation this morning.
Sure. Yeah. So IRG, or the Institute for Reforming Government, is a think tank that works on finding solutions to the problems that face average Wisconsinites in Wisconsin. So we focus on what we call kitchen table issues. These are the things that your average middle-class Wisconsinite is worried about when it comes to taxes, it comes to education in schools, primarily literacy and things like that. When it comes to broadband issues, when it comes to the whole host of things, that's what we focus on. And our main focus has been since the results of the last election last November has been trying to find real solutions that have the ability to actually get passed into law. So still, you know, not getting bills passed for the sake of getting bills passed, but getting real reform enacted into law so that we can have a positive effect on average Wisconsinites throughout the state.
And that's got to be challenging with divided government, because
it sure
you
is
have to be real creative, and the art of compromise is not lost on on a Republican legislature versus a Democrat governor, and it's got to be tough.
It absolutely is.
Well, let's talk about what you have just recently, your organization has just recently released, try to say that fast several times, the playbook for income tax relief in divided government. Boy, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, this is a playbook. That's the way we kind of drew this out. So right now, the debate in Madison over taxes has started to slow down a little bit. It's going to pick up in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks as the budget comes to an end. And we've seen a flat tax proposal come from the majority leader in the Senate. That proposal, unfortunately, looks like that is stalled out. The governor, as people might know, put out a proposal to cut, do a 10% cut for, which would be temporary only for the budget, but for just the lower income brackets. And what we decided to do was to kind of infuse a little bit more energy into the conversation, some new ideas. And what we did was create this playbook. And what it does is we developed a couple different plans that would essentially provide still a historic tax relief or a tax cut for the middle class, while still with that eye on the prize of actually getting something enacted. So some of the things that we can discuss, if you like, is some of the options would do going down from our current 4-bracket system to a 2-bracket system or a 3-bracket system, or actually cutting each of the 4 brackets by, say, 1.5%.
Well, and I'm looking forward to any kind of tax cut. And I feel as if we're fighting against a political party that has absolutely no objective to cut spending. I don't think that's in their, that's not in their playbook. But then we've got, I guess... I'm curious about whether you believe that, first of all, I'm sure you have a lot of support, or at least you're working with some of our Republican legislators, but do you anticipate any kind of bipartisan support with some of your plan?
Yeah, so we went into the development of some of these plans with the idea of, we need to kind of hit the benchmarks for what we think first is tax relief. We think tax relief is when you actually start cutting the marginal rates within the brackets. You deliver tax cuts to middle-class, working-class families, but also to small businesses that pay through the individual income tax system in Wisconsin. But then also taking into consideration, well, Governor Evers has come out and talked about tax relief. What does he think it is? It's the same thing. It's delivering tax cuts to some of the lower brackets, but he doesn't want to touch any of the higher-end brackets because he puts that in a bucket of these are the rich and the wealthy in Wisconsin. But the way that the actual facts point that these folks are the small business owners. These are the people that are the engines of our economy in the state. They're the people that own the coffee shop, the whatever it is on Main Street that are just having providing middle-class jobs, and they're providing a boost to the economy. So what we did was we took a look at what some of these plans would do economically. We worked with the Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy at the UW system. They scored each of the plans. We found that, we would get for an average median household in Wisconsin, each one of these plans would deliver somewhere around a 30% reduction in their taxes, that a tax relief would happen between somewhere $2.66 billion and $2.91 billion per year. But then the economic impact of all these plans would be huge for Wisconsin. It would be an increase in capital investment, wage growth, labor growth, economic output, corporate tax growth would actually go up, sales tax growth would happen. There's a bunch of different positive impacts that happen to the economy that that tax relief can offer.
So do you, I'm delighted to hear that, first of all, your organization exists. I've known about you for a few years now, but what I'm curious about is whether or not that this will get to the governor's desk and he will sign, he won't veto this. And I mean, I know that the Republican legislature is working on the budget right now and the state budget. And I mean, is this something that you you can imagine will be part of the budget talks?
So we released this about 2 weeks ago. It's created a little bit of a buzz in the Capitol, which is good. Keeps that conversation going about taxes. We've met with some legislators who have interest in the idea of tax reform. I think ultimately the folks in Madison share the same goals that we do in trying to deliver the biggest tax cut possible to Wisconsinites. Now, we might disagree on what is the furthest extent that we should go. We're the group that came out 2 years ago and said we need to eliminate the income tax in Wisconsin if we want to provide real economic growth in Wisconsin. But given the political environment that we currently live in, we think that some of these plans will actually deliver real, feasible, politically possible outcomes. So we think that if we can continue to work with the legislature, continue to put out this good information with the economist at Crow that I mentioned before, we can help kind of turn the tide on it. And there's many different reasons why we need tax relief in Wisconsin too, that, to name a few, the big thing is this is trying to bring workers to Wisconsin. Everybody across the country, a lot of states are starting to pass bold tax reform. They're seeing their populations increase. Number of workers in flux is gone up in those states. We want to do that for Wisconsin. We have a possible recession. We already have inflation issues. We need to put more money in people's pockets, and we need to compete. If you look at the Midwest, a lot of states have a flat tax already. The only person that only state that we're ahead of right now as far as income tax competitiveness is Minnesota, and they have a progressive tax structure like we do, and their rates are much higher. But when you look at Illinois, they have a flat tax. Michigan has a flat tax. Iowa's working towards a flat tax. We're stuck in the 20th century. We got to move into the 21st century here and pass some real reform.
Do you, again, I'll ask the question, do you actually see some positive changes? Do you see Democrats acknowledging that? I mean, you just named two Democrat-run states, Michigan and Illinois. Will they listen to reason here in Wisconsin? I mean, will we see some accomplishments? Will we see some relief, I guess, in the form of fewer or lower taxes?
Sure. So I'm not a betting person and never have been, and I won't be. But you know that the governor pushed for tax reform. To have a Democrat governor talk about tax reform during an election is one thing, but then to propose it in his budget means that his mindset is on tax relief in some way, shape, or form. We just have to see how much further we can push that to get the most amount possible. And it's not unprecedented to have some Democrats actually support tax relief. If you look at Colorado, their governor, Governor Polis, when he was running for governor last year, he made a statement. They asked, a reporter asked, what do you think is the, you know, what kind of income tax structure would you like to see? And he said that elimination of the income tax is what he'd like to see. That's what he thinks is the best option. So it's not something that's inconceivable. It can happen. And that's what we're pushing for.
Well, I like your optimism. And have you partnered with some legislators that you can share their names with us so we can hammer them with phone calls and emails?
Well, you know, I would say the most important thing right now is to look at the folks, the lawmakers that are on the Joint Finance Committee. They're the ones that are sitting with the budget. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are going to be making the decisions on what kind of tax relief happens in Wisconsin, how big the cut's going to be, and how bold they want to be. So I would suggest to your listeners to look on the legislative website, find that list of Joint Finance members, and you can start calling them. Certainly call your local lawmakers. But then also, if you need more information, you can always check out our website at reforminggovernment.org. We have all the tax playbook is on there. Very simple, concise document, great information.
Well, I know for a fact that at least two of the Joint Finance Committee members are representing our listing area in Senator Mary Felskowski and also mm-hmm. Senator Pat Teston. So those would be two mm-hmm. that are working, and it just sort of inspires me during the course of our conversation to reach out to them to get them back on the show. I know Mary was on last week, but I think I'll try to get Pat on again sometime this week and we can chat a little bit more about it. But so yeah. Is there anything that our listeners can do to help with your efforts to ensure that we see some relief in the form of, lower taxes here in Wisconsin?
Sure. What I would say is keeping that conversation going about taxes. Taxes is kind of, in the conversations that have happened in Madison, has kind of taken somewhat of a backseat to the other discussions about shared revenue, how Milwaukee is going to be funded and bail out their pension system. They've been talking about other issues in the budget, but taxes has kind of fallen by the wayside. We need to keep that in the ether for one way of saying it. We need to keep that conversation going and let lawmakers know that this is something really important to not only middle-class Wisconsinites, but it's also important to the small business owners around the state to ensure the economic vitality of the state for years going forward so we don't keep falling behind our Midwestern neighbors.
Well, and surely there has to be some Democrat small business owners here in Wisconsin that would be supportive
Absolutely.
Of this and would be interested in seeing some reform. Anything else you would like to add before I let you go, Alex?
No, I hope you had a great weekend. It was a great, great weather down here in southern Wisconsin.
Yes.
I would just encourage your listeners to check out our website and call their lawmakers and keep that conversation going about taxes, because that's what we need to, that's what we need to do right now.
Well, and I would characterize you as, don't be offended if I say this, like a numbers.
It takes a lot to offend me.
Okay, good. A numbers wonk. You know, because you were part of different. You were part of the Walker administration and the Department of Financial Institutions, and I mean different advisors within the mm-hmm. Walker administration, and then you were also part of. Is it fair to call you a numbers wonk or policy wonk?
I would prefer policy wonk. You know, numbers. I need a calculator right next to me and an economist that I can email in order to be a numbers wonk. But policy, I have a fair grasp on that.
That's why God gave us a hands with fingers and thumbs. We can count on them. That's my calculator. Well, thank you very much for joining me. Alex Ignatowski, again, is with Institute for Reforming Government. And if you want to learn more about his organization, go out to reforminggovernment.org. Hope you have a wonderful day, Alex. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Hey, thanks. Absolutely.
Thanks. We'll talk again soon. I'm going to go to a break, and I'll be right back on The Meg Ellefson Show.